What's up, podcasters? Welcome to episode 6 of the Jay Wright Audio Experience, and this episode is brought to you by Ubinge Media, who predominantly is owned by me, motherfuckers. What's up? So check out Ubinge Media all over all social media platforms, ranging from Twitter to Tumblr to Facebook, Instagram, shit, anything you can log on to with a username and a password. 9 times out of 10, you'll probably find Ubinge somewhere out there. So check us out. We do good work, man. So real quick, I just wanted to say that. I mean, shout out to that. I mean, we're 6 episodes in, and every episode has been brought to you by Ubinge Media. I just never really kind of said it, you know. One of my listeners kind of brought that to my attention. He was like, dude, don't you run Ubinge? Why aren't you promoting it? I was like, I mean, I can, but eventually people will catch on. I mean, when you go into the URL or you go into the profile itself, you'll see the Jay Wright Audio Experience brought to you by Ubinge Media. So I kind of thought, you know, some people would use that common sense factor. But hey, sometimes common sense ain't common sense. And then sometimes, look, you just got to promote. So I guess it was common sense for me, too. So I kind of had to bite the bullet on that one and just brought that to your attention. So thank you, listeners, for listening and actually, you know, making sure I stay on point. So I appreciate it. This episode, really, I just kind of wanted to cover motivation. Motivation in 2018, in this current day and age, and what motivates you. The sunrise for me, getting up every day, my child, my relationship with my girlfriend, my family, you know, the ones that aren't crazy. We all got crazy family members. The ones that keep you stable, keep you grounded. Shout out to them. Shout out to the whole Jones clan. The ones that are listening out now. Shout out to my entire family. Shout out to the Robinson clan too. Shout out to the Wright Nation. I mean, appreciate everybody rocking with me and just like, you know, just like feeling this out with me. You know, you guys are coming along for the ride, so I really appreciate it. So thank you guys. It means a lot. And we're just gonna keep pumping out podcast after podcast after podcast, and this isn't gonna stop. I mean, you know, I really want, you know, when we first launched, I threw up about 3 good episodes at you guys right away, let you guys sit and marinate on that. And then, you know, it sucks, you know, when you got to go back into your work life, you got things to take care of, errands to run, stuff like that. So some things got to be pushed back, but you know what, this is not gonna stop. I'm motivated to keep bringing my knowledge and my perception of the world and my perspective of the world to you. So that's another thing I'm motivated by. We want to ask the listeners, what are you motivated by? What motivates you today? Me personally, I'm not really motivated by like materialistic things. I mean, the win for me really is just like, I guess the ROI for me is just happiness. I'm happy and content in the life that I have. I mean, if you ask me right now, I'm actually very wealthy. I'm not wealthy in the money sense, but I mean, overall, I mean, spiritually, emotionally, physically, I mean, I'm at the peak of, you know, my prime when it comes physically, like mentally. 28, man. And I'm just happy to be here on the verge, knocking on the door of 30 and just getting started. You know, like a motherfucking butterfly that's blossoming from his cocoon that once was a caterpillar, that kind of thing. Blossoming, man. I'm becoming more and more, a better dad, learning more about how to manage and become better at my relationship and relationships in general. Learning about what I really want to do, how I want to go about it, you know, have a blueprint in place. Sorry about that. And just execution. That's the biggest thing, is execution. I mean, you can plot, you can be as methodical as you want, but at the end of the day, if you're not hitting that ground running as fast as you can, it doesn't really mean anything. You're still going to hit that ground hard as shit, and you're just going to tumble until you stop. And then that's just it. You stop, you know, you don't get back up. You're just a corpse at that point. Motivate people around you, please. We need it. I mean, we're all here together, just trying to just, you know, live the life the best that we can, you know. In 2018, the new trend is we're living our best life. So live your best life, you know. Don't be discouraged about a loss ever in life. It happens, you know. If you can think back and reflect on your life as a human being and just growing up, you took a lot of L's and you still made it to wherever point you are in your life right now, whether you're in your 20s, your 30s, your 40s, 50s, 60s, even if you're in your teens, you know what I mean, or just becoming into your teens, you took L's. So hey, it's not that serious. You know what I mean, regroup, execute. You know, be that kid on the playground that keeps falling, but he keeps getting up, and everybody's just like, they're laughing at him, but at the same time, they're in awe that he won't just stay down, you know? So be that person. Just be the person who's persistent, that never wants to, like, lay and die and just accept what things are being thrown at you. It's not just, you know, you're better than that. You know what I mean? You got to this point in life, you're better than that. You know, practicality and perception and perspective is the best key to have in life. And once you motivate people around you, they will always come looking for you to make sure that your light is still lit, which is awesome because you lit their pilot light. So they want to make sure your pilot light is still on. And that's just the best thing in the world. It's, you know, real quick, I want to say shout out to my guy Jordan Griffin. You know, he just, you know, just got a contract into the USC not too long ago. He's been working his ass off. I mean, I've seen this kid, you know, evolve, and it's fantastic to watch him just become the man he was supposed to be. And I, you know, as a kid, and you grow up with somebody who's just extraordinary, and that's who he was to us. He was just somebody who he was just cut from a different cloth. And I mean, really, he just, you know, he was never like a cookie cutter kind of person. He was his own person, and that's what we admired about him. You know, he was, you know, one of the first kids in our neighborhood to be out there just doing whatever it is he wanted, living the life he wanted to. And, you know, we all admired that, you know, and we, you know, support him. So shout out to Jordan. We love you, brother. Keep working hard. Can't wait till you kick everybody's ass in the UFC. Cannot wait to see that. He's going to, you know what I'm telling you guys, he's going to do a lot of damage in this goddamn, you know, industry. So keep your eyes peeled for him. Keep keeping on your eyes peeled on the Pettis brothers. Sergio, you know, went to school with the guy, love the guy. He's a great, great guy. Fantastic fighter. And Anthony too, like, that guy, phenomenal. I mean, come on, look what the guy did. Wheaties, like, really? Wheaties, like, come on now. Doesn't get, like, you can't really, oh, come on now. The man is doing big things no matter what. So shout out to the Pettis brothers. Shout out to Mr. Griffin, you know, Jordan, that's my guy. All of them are guys. Shout out to all of them. And, you know, I wanted to bring that up on this segment because we're talking about motivation. And there's nothing more humbling than seeing people that, you know, are from your hometown, from your neighborhood, from your block, from the block next door, you know what I mean? Like, and they're making it, you know. And they're doing what they want to do. They're living their best life. So, you know, you need positive content. Add, subscribe, hit them up on social media, Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, and just watch. Because it's fascinating, you know. So motivation is everything. I love motivation. I mean, it's my favorite subject to talk about. I can go on for 14 years and just barely start scratching the surface about what I really want to get into talking about. So yeah, I could sit down here for all night just talking about motivation, what motivates you, what motivated me, you know, back in, you know, the 90s, and what motivated me back in 2000, what motivated me back from the era of 210 to damn near we're about to hit 220. Shit, it's crazy life. So motivation, man. Another thing that motivates me is anything that you said or thinking about saying, insulting wise, or just like, you know, looking down upon or downtreading me, I've said it to myself a billion times. So you know, there's nothing you can say. There's nothing you can do. There's nothing. I mean, besides probably pull a gun, pull the trigger. That's about it. That's the worst case scenario I can think of. But I feel unstoppable. No matter what, I'm so secure with myself. So secure with just how I process things, you know, and I'm okay with fucking up. completely, because I learn when I fuck up more than I learn when I'm right. You know, when I'm right, I'm like, yeah, of course I'm right, whatever. You know, you get kind of like, yeah, of course, no duh. But when you're wrong, you can sit down and be humbled by it. Yeah, it sucks to be, oh, I, well, fuck. But get good, get really good at just saying, yeah, okay, I know, I did it. Yeah, my bad, sorry. And don't break that face. Because the person that wants to downtread you is looking to, like, make you crack. Looking for that weakness in your armor, make you chip. It's not going to work if you just hit them with a blank face. Like, okay, yeah, I fucked up. I know I did it. Okay, but you got to do this. Okay, you got to do that. Oh, yeah, okay, I know. I got it. Don't worry about it. You sure? Yeah. Positive. And if I don't, I'll come find you. And we'll do this a billion times till it's right. And then once I get it right, it'll never be wrong again. Point blank, period. So motivate yourself to get up, grind, go to work when you don't want to go to work. Get that money regardless. Get the skills. I mean, that's one of the biggest reasons why I love going to work, or just working in general, is to gain skills. Because skills are irreplaceable. You can find somebody who's textbook smart, but if you're somebody who's just skillful with their hands, and they're just common sense based, and they're just realistic and practical, I mean, 9 times out of 10, I'm going with that candidate versus the textbook guy. I mean, yeah, cool. To be honest with you, you sound more like you got fooled and you're easily fooled. Like, you know, when you look at and this is just a personal opinion, you know, take it how you want, take it for a grain of salt, take it how you, whatever, I don't care, you know what I mean? Because, you know, I just don't believe in the college system that much. Like, I do to an extent, but I don't to a further extent than that. Because, you know, they feed you a lot of hoopla, a lot of bullshit, and then you look at other countries that have next to zero tuition, and they're higher overall in the education system than our current system, you know, and they're telling you, oh, reinvest in yourself. Oh yeah, of course, no duh. But don't financially destroy me to make that investment. And that's the thing about college systems. I feel like they damn near make you commit almost financial suicide for a piece of paper / document that says, hey, you did it, you completed everything we threw at you here, so go out there and try to make that money back up and try to be somebody in the world. So I mean, skills. So motivate yourself to get skills, because college won't teach you skills. College will teach you textbook stuff. They'll teach you very broad skills, unless you're like in a union type of schooling, you know, in a coding type of schooling, something that's going to actually apply to the real actual world, you know, unless you're planning to fucking take a tin can to the fucking moon. I don't want to say fuck algebra, but fuck algebra, man, and I really mean that shit, because that shit threw me off the first day I saw it, ran into algebra, because, you know, math is numbers, and when they start throwing letters in there, it's like, okay, I'm not trying to be fucking Neil Armstrong, dude. I just want to fucking run a business, and I just want to run it okay, and I just want to do it so I can make money for my family, so I can pay my parents back, so I can pay off this $2,000 secure loan that I had to get for X, Y, and Z, or this quarter of a fucking $1 million goddamn tuition bill just for 4 years of my time. So, I mean, you know what I mean? In a day and age where you can, if you're smart enough to sell yourself, you can go to fucking Google. I mean, you can go to Adobe and create yourself a diploma. And if you're smart enough, savvy enough to sell yourself that well, who's really going to check? And I'm not encouraging anybody to go out there and go on Adobe or Google Photos or whatever the hell it is, what editing, photo edit, you know, platform that you use. I'm not encouraging that. But like, common sense wise, if you know how to sell yourself, who fucking cares about a goddamn degree like that? It's going to break you financially. And that's just a personal opinion. And hey, I might be wrong. I'm probably wrong. I really am. But that's how I personally feel about it. That's just me. But I do respect everybody who goes through the system with a goal and a plan to be a better version of themselves, and they have a clear-cut plan of how they want to do it, how they want to execute. I mean, I'm not telling you not to do it. I encourage you to do it. And so I sound like a double standard, but hey, that's just what it is sometimes. You know, I feel it to a certain degree. It's a double-edged sword, you know. Now, I believe in it, and I don't believe in it. So it's all about what you're making it. And if you motivate yourself, I believe in it. But if you're just doing it because everybody else is saying that you need to go to college and do this, that, and the third, you don't have a plan, I don't believe in it. No, hell no. Don't do that shit at all. Don't. You're just going to do nothing but financial suicide. Go out there, put your freaking teeth to the goddamn grit, and just work. Become the GM, become the manager, become the assistant manager, become the supervisor, and show them that, you know what, you know, I loved all my time. Like, this is why I really love Aaron Rodgers. Aaron Rodgers is one of my favorite quarterbacks in history, just because he sat patiently behind Brett Favre. He understood he had no control over the situation, but he understood that he had one job to do, and that was be a quarterback eventually for the Green Bay Packers. So he sat like a G and just watched the mannerisms, the toughness. He learned the ins and outs, you know what I mean, of the game, you know, that weren't predominantly, you know, I mean, his time sitting, you know, as a secondary, you know, I love those moments. I get to learn like I suck everything up like a sponge, dude. Like, I learn. I watch everything my managers do. I become real close with my managers. I become real real friends with these people. Because when you become real friends with these people to a personal level, they'll really level with you. They'll be like, look, this job is not really what it's all cracked up to be, but you do get this, that, and the third. You know what I mean? And that's their opinion, you know, because it might be different for you. You might have a different experience with it. But look, I mean, honestly, take it for what you want. But absorb shit like a sponge. See what they do wrong, correct what they do wrong, and try to do what they do wrong better. And if you can, awesome. If you can do it only a little bit better, even awesomer. Because it shows, like, you know, even with a little bit of harder work or just a fresh set of eyes or a fresh brain in that whole mix, you can make it work. You really can. Motivate, you know, motivate your children, motivate your siblings, motivate your spouse every day with some just a little bit of positivity. Just when they're being pessimists, God, I don't want to go to work. But you know what? I can't wait for you to get off of work. So when you get that money, you know, that, you know, you secure that money for today. That doesn't have to, you know, you don't have to get the money in hand today. But when, you know, just because you put the hours in, you secured that money, you know, I can't wait to just give you a massage when you get home, you know, set some bath salt up for you, you know, bath salt. I'm sounding like a fucking crazy person. I'm sorry. I meant to say Epsom salt, you know, so you could soak your feet or soak your body in that, you know, and just really take care of you. I'm really looking forward to that because you're a hard worker. I love you. And I just want to see you smile. You know, those little things. You don't have to say much. You just say, hey, look, you know, I understand you don't want to go to work, but I got to go to work too. I don't want to go for it, but look, how about this? I'll cut you a deal. You know what I mean? You go to work, what you got looking forward to, because I come home before you, you know, and this is a hypothetical. If you come home before your spouse, I say, like, cook them a little meal. It don't have to be, I mean, come on now, chicken. Let that chicken sit out for a little bit, you know, thaw out, defrost, get to, you know, safe, non-hazardous levels, you know, where, you know, you can sit and let it marinate and sit in that seasoning. Then throw it on the stovetop for 2-3 minutes. Flip on each side. You'll be good. Throw some, you know, some green peppers, some, you know, whatever it is. Green peppers, onions, all that, mushrooms. I did that tonight for my lady. And you know what? We had a fantastic meal. It only took me like 10 minutes. And, you know, another tip, clean up after yourself right away. Please, pretty please, just do that. And I'm just speaking on a spouse's behalf. Like, clean up after yourself. Because it's so easy to, especially right as it's happening. When you let that stuff sit and get crusty crust, that's when doing the dishes is a hassle. If you knock that out the park, it's like for right now, I'm looking at my kitchen right now, and it's clean as, you know, it's clean as the day is young. And you would never know that I just cooked in there. You can smell it in the air. You know, if we had smell-o-vision, you guys like, man, this smells fantastic. I know, because I'm Chef Boyard Jerry in this bee. But, you know, that's a story for another time. So, probably another episode. So, to be honest, motivate your spouse to go to work, motivate your spouse to get that money, and just motivate your spouse to look at things differently. You know, if you can look at things just a little bit differently in a more positive state, because, you know, for some of us, we got that grueling 12-hour shift. I get it. It's like, God damn, I'm going to be there an entire day. You don't even understand, boo. I'm going to be there all day. But you know what? At the end of the day, I'm still going to rub your feet. I'm still going to rub your back. I'm still going to rub your palms. I'm still going to rub your neck, back of your neck, your spine. Whatever part about you's hurting, I'm going to rub it to make it feel better, just so we can get a little bit more close as a couple and as people. You know, it's always mutually beneficial when you got somebody, whether it's a friend or a spouse, that's just wants to see you happy at the end of the day, regardless. Like, yeah, you got this shitty shit coming up, but look, I got you. So when you get off, we gonna have the rest of the night to do that, this, that, and the third. You know what I mean? We gonna go on the margarita boat cruise and have a bunch of margaritas and just kick back like motherfucking sailors. Like, who cares? We both got the day off. The following day off, let's do it. Whatever your situation is, become a chameleon to your situation. Morph to your situation. Don't drown yourself in pessimism, man. Come on, I see that every day. Some people just fall into that trap. I gotta go to work, and I hate my coworkers, my managers, or this, that, and the third, blah, blah, blah. Well, at the end of the day, until you decide, you know, that you are the lord and master of your own, you know, realm and your own path, like, don't let these people control you. If you feel like there's better opportunity, there's lots of jobs out there, people. As long as you can keep a job, you can always look for another one. That's why I never care when I have, you know, managers are riding me, customers are riding me, because I'm like, that's fine. I'm, you know what I mean? Like, I always say, you know, some places be like, oh my God, he just job jumps. Well, you know what? If I'm not happy, I'm not going to stay where I'm not happy. That's it. So you can downtrod me for job jumping, but I don't care what your opinion is. If that's what you view as, you know what I mean? That's how you view things. That's fine. I don't care if you like, if I'm an employer and you job drop, I mean, that's fine. But I'm going to be able to pick up, just because of the person I am, I'll be able to pick up kind of who you are during the interview process. Because most people who interview are just dreading to do the interview. They really don't want to interview. They're just kind of just hoping to get it done with. They're not really checking for cues. They're not checking for, you know, fakeness, like, oh yeah, of course, I always do. You know, some people who sound a little too good to be true sometimes are just too good to be true, you know. And you know, if you job jump, that's fine too. Just explain them what the deal was, you know. Either take it or leave it and just keep moving. As long as you keep a job, you know what I mean, you can always look for another job. And like I said, gain skills along the way. Motivate yourself to gain skills. Motivation is everything, people. Everything. You know, if you're not going to stay super positive, stay super motivated. And that's just, you know, I always tell people, it's not a game. You think it's a game, but it's not. I'm going to let you think it's a game, because it's going to be fun watching you think that you have leverage. And then when you get to the boss level, that real boss level, like, I'll let you go through the whole, it's like, you know what I mean? It's like whenever you had to play any of the old school games, like Mario or Tekken or NBA Street, and you had that one boss level that was just so hard. You spent hours playing this game, beating like miniature bosses and stuff like that, and gaining a whole bunch of achievements, and it's just that one round you just can't get past. Gain some skills, because armed, if you have a whole tool belt in your whole cerebellum just full of skills and skill sets, there's not a lot that a lot of people can do with you. They can't hurt you, they can't phase you, they can't fuck with you. You are that person, you're that dude, you're that woman, you know what I mean? You know, be humble, be happy in the face of a loss, be courteous. And I don't know, I get excited when I lose. When people say, oh, you didn't do that, I get excited. I get so excited. It's the best feeling in life for me, because that motivates me to be better. Like, when I come back for round two, you're not ready for round two. I'll let you think you got round one. You could take round one, because all round one is I'm just getting a feel for you. I'm just seeing who you are really. What jabs you, what's your pattern? What habits you got? What do you do that really just just, what do you do that just really drives you? And if you're my opposition, I'm motivated to beat you. I'm going to dissect you like a frog. I'm going to dissect every move, every habit, everything that you do. And then it's going to suck for you to be on the receiving end of what you once gave somebody else, but I'm too humble to give you that leverage. So when I beat you, I'm still your friend. When I beat you, you still think you won. That's how, like, that's my ROI. Like, when I beat you, I still leave you thinking that you won, but in reality, you lost. Because longevity will prove it. Yeah, it's like that saying, like, you may have won the battle, but the war is not over. You could take that little win. Go ahead. I have so many L's, I collect them. Like, collecting cards for me. I know all my losses. Come on, G. I did stand up on a whim. I did stand up comedy just on a whim. I was motivated because I seen friends do it, you know, and then I had friends say, I bet you won't do it. And I'm one of those people, I bet you I will. Even if I lose, I bet I could still say, at least I did it. I didn't see you up there. You're the one sitting there with all that bravado. So I bet you won't go up there and talk shit. I bet you won't go on stage and tell jokes. I bet you won't. Bet. And then to watch their mouths drop when I go up there and I bomb. I mean, I did okay, but I bombed predominantly. But they were like, dude, I can't believe you did it. What do you mean you can't believe? I told you, it's not a game. You think it's a game, it's not. It never was. So, yeah, motivate yourself. Motivate your siblings. Motivate a statue. I don't give a fuck what you motivate. Motivate yourselves, man. And motivate the people around you because they need you. They really do. You know what I mean? The world needs it. More, the world needs more positivity in it. So that's all I really want to just kind of talk about. You know, I kind of went on a tangent and a rant, but hey, that's just what it is sometimes. Motivation. I love it. I love everything. I think, you know, I didn't have blood. I have motivation pumping through my veins, whatever that would look like. But I wake up every day happy because, you know, I was damn near, you know, busted as a kid. You know what I mean? Like, we didn't have a lot. Like, when I say I'm not gonna give you the "oh, I was homeless" spiel. Wasn't homeless, but we weren't well off. We were definitely poverty stricken, you know. And all of a youngin really dreamt about was just having a functional car, you know, just a nice roof over our head that didn't have bugs in it, and you know, food that was actually in the pantry. You know what I mean? So I'm rich. I got those things. I have a job. I have a car. I have a house. I have food. I have a child who's happy. I have a girl who's happy. I'm rich as fuck. Yeah, my net worth doesn't reflect that, you know, that I'm making the rich quotation I'm saying. But I don't care, dude. I am so rich and so happy. It's retarded, dude. I have a trailer. You know what I mean? It's a 5x8 trailer. But guess what I get to do with this trailer? Whatever the fuck I want. You know what I mean? I got a truck that, you know, I can just attach this trailer. And if I want, I can go out there and charge people just to move their shit just cause. And then on top of that, I can just move my shit just cause. And on top of that, I can just, you know, pick things up that, you know, that are too big to put in a normal size truck or vehicle, pick up whatever that is. You know, I don't have to go to U-Haul. Fuck U-Haul. I have my own U-Haul. You know what I mean? It didn't cost me an arm and a leg. It only cost me $400. But it was a great investment. That's why I'm rich, because I make great investments in myself. You know what I mean? I have a 2010 Toyota Corolla with 60,000 miles on it, and I had it 10 years. I don't drive it a lot because I value it a lot and I like to keep it nice. So I, you know, and in my meantime, I bike. You know, I bike everywhere. You know, I'm a commuter that way. You know, I have my health. I'm 28. I'm young. I'm happy, man. Be happy with what you have. Look around. Do you have a house? You have food in your freaking pantry? It doesn't mean it could be all ramen, but Jesus Christ, it's something. It's a start. You know, I think we just glorify luxury too much. So I'm motivated to break people out of that mold that you need, that Balenciaga watch or whatever the fuck it is. I don't give a shit. Like, you need that, you know, that you need, you know, you need those Cartier shades. First of all, you're spending hundreds of dollars on shades. Fuck you for real. Fuck you. You ain't shit. Everybody, you ain't shit. I mean, now if you have just buku money, like just more money than you know what to do with, then I guess. But don't forget to give back to people who really could use it, who could really use a meal tonight. You know what I mean? It's sad to me, you know, when we have our own people buying, rather spend $50,000 on grills to put in their nasty ass mouths that, you know, the tooth or teeth are just riddled with cavities, and rather just mask it with grills. $50,000 and diamonds and all this bullshit just go sit, get saturated all in your mouth. You know what I mean? Then half the time people misplace them and lose them, and it's like $50,000 just down the drain. Take $10,000 of that dickhead and, you know, find one little poor family and change their lives, man. Take $1,000 of that. Take $500. Take $100. $50 of that. And just buy somebody, you know what I mean? Help somebody get some groceries. If you're walking around with thousands of dollars on your necklace, around your neck, or on your wrist, or in your mouth, you know what I'm saying? Or on your feet with shoes, and you're the ones out here screaming Black Lives Matter and all this bullshit, then really prove that shit. You know what I'm saying? It doesn't even have to be black people. We're all human beings, man. It could be brown people, yellow people, red people, white people, like blue people, purple people. I don't give a fuck. It'd be aliens. But if they're poor aliens, help them too. Like, shit. Like, come on now. We're all so fucking full of shit. And I can't stand it. So I just had to get on the podcast and just say something about it. So if you're one of those dickheads walking around with thousands of dollars in your mouth, or thousands of dollars of just to sit and lay on your neck just so you can get laid, which is pathetic. It's not real. It's not a real life. At the end of the day, deep down inside, you know, people tend to just stop caring. You can see, like, people like, you know, some of the biggest names in, you know, Hollywood, who, you know, came through the machine and, you know, come and gone. They did the same thing you did. $1 million on houses and cars and chains, and what did they end up with? No fame anymore. No celebrity, no anymore, no money anymore, because they're probably bankrupt. They probably got the mansion taken away, had to downsize, you know, and all that time they had to help people who could, you know, in response, if you help somebody, you know, and I get it, like, addiction's real, and, you know, it's hard to just give money and trust people, but you know what I mean, like, put together an initiative or something, a fucking foundation or something, motherfucker. Like, people aren't putting too much brain power to it anymore. There's real people out here, and if you're just, you know, really putting the work in, you'll be able to find those real people. You know, create a system where you can keep an accountability system. Another thing. So this is just something I wanted to rant about when it comes to motivation and what motivates you, and that motivates me. That's something that really hits home with me when I have a lot of our superstars who would, the last thing they would do is give back to the poverty-stricken. You know, people out there in the world, you know what I mean? They're fans. You know, you have fans who are in the poverty level, but, like, give back. That's why I admire people like Gary Vee. You know, he uses his stardom just to connect with people and meet them face to face and do what he can to change their lives. Like, and he means that shit. Like, he really means that shit. Like, come meet me. Come meet me at my office, and we're gonna see if we can change your life. It gives you opportunity, man. That's why people love him. That's why I love him. You know what I mean? I started this podcast because the man gives great advice. And I got great advice to give too. And he's like, hey, like, fuck what I'm saying. Do what I'm doing. And you know what? He's not wrong. Shit. So this is why I'm on. I'm one of the reasons why I'm doing this is because I want to have great advice to give too. I have a voice and I want to express it on the J. Wright Audio Experience. This has been episode 6, and I want to say thank you guys for just giving me a few minutes of your time and let me be your escapism again, you know. And just a fun fact, 6 is my favorite number because I was born on June 6th. So, you know what I mean? I rock with the 6, not in the devil satanic way, but I rock with the 6. It's my lucky number. It's always been that number for me. So shout out to all the Geminis out there. Shout out to all the people who love the number 6. Shout out to just people who are motivated to live life and be a positive force. We love you. Thank you for listening to another episode of the J. Wright Audio Experience. Currently, we're looking for some guests to interview. I got a whole retarded list of people that are in my inbox now that want to jump on the show. So I'm, you know, just kind of going through candidates and just seeing, like, you know, subject matter we can talk about. And, like, you know, I really want this to be, you know, something real raw, you know what I mean? I just don't want, you know, bullshit over the airwaves. So, you know, if you feel like you have feedback, if you feel like I have questions or any comments or concerns, you can direct us that to UBinge Media, you know what I mean? And we are very responsive. We will get back to you right away. We love you, and we want to hear what you guys have to say. If you have questions, we have answers. And if you have comments, we got questions and answers. So, like, you know what I mean? So, like, come check us out. Thank you for hitting that subscribe button again. Podcast is doing great. I love it. You know what I mean? It's slow progress, but hey, it's real, true, raw progress. And I can't wait to look back on these tapes 10, 20 years, you know, at episode 5,000 and be like, man, episode 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 was just, whoa, completely just, whoa, different. So, yeah. So, brought to you by UBinge Media once more. Check us out on all the social media platforms, from Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter. Especially Instagram, you can find us at UBinge Media. Facebook, you can find me at Jarrett Robinson, J-A-I-R-I-T-E, Jarrett. I know it doesn't sound like it, but you can't spell correct your mama. So, what can I say? That's just, we'll go with it, Jarrett Robinson. You know, like I said, if you don't know how to spell Robinson, hit yourself in the face with a brick. Twice, please. Thank you. See you guys on episode 7. And episode 7, I have no idea what we're going to be talking about, but I can't wait to figure it out and start talking about it with you guys. This is the J-Red Audio Experience, and I can't wait to see you guys soon.